And in the studio with me this morning is Commissioner Sue Hakes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we had a county board meeting yesterday, and a couple things I'd like to talk about. First of all, Sirius Golf Advisors came in. Now, that's Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S. I just want to remind people that they are serious people, I'm sure, but they are the golf advisors that the county has hired to talk about Superior National. What'd they say?
Well, a few weeks ago, they gave us an overall of the study that they did on Superior National Golf Course. And as part of their original proposal, they talked about a next step being a business and a marketing plan that we could opt for. So we talked about whether it made sense to opt for that or not. In addition to that, they proposed that they might act as a consultant to bring that business plan to life over the next year if we decided to do that. But the county board talked, we had a really good discussion about it. It was one of the lengthier portions of our meeting. We talked about some actions that would need to be done prior to that. The first thing is we need a work session with the EDA. As everybody knows, the EDA is the actual owner of the Superior National Golf Course. So we need a meeting with the EDA. We need to figure out what's the direction and the mission of Superior National Golf Course. And in Sirius's proposal, they gave us several different scenarios with several different costs associated. So first of all, we have to make a decision. Where are we going? What direction are we going? And who's going to do that work? Is it the county that's going to continue? Is it the EDA? Is it Superior National Golf Course staff? How are we going to move forward, and how are we going to pay for it?
Okay, the Otis Creek issue up in Hovland, which floods every time we have a really big rainstorm. I understand the county is approaching the Department of Transportation on that one.
Yes, for every action, there's a reaction. There's a problem with Otis Creek overflowing, and several residents at the intersection of the Arrowhead Trail and County Road 69 have a lot of water in their yards and washing out driveways and things like that in wet basements. The problem is that that culvert is undersized. This is my understanding, and I'm not an engineer, but the culvert is too small. But before they replace that or fix it, David Betts, the county engineer, wants to make sure that he understands what the ramifications are downstream. And so we've authorized him to write a letter to MnDOT to ask them to increase the size of the culvert where it crosses County Road 61. Apparently that's part of a solution that would prevent, you know, damage below the highway in certain neighborhoods. I think Stonegate neighborhood is one of those. And so county engineer is taking a look at the overall picture to try to make sure that we do the repairs and the work necessary in the proper order.
Okay, I understand you talked about bonding for the 1%. Are we at that point?
We did. We are. Bonding for the 1%, it's actually pretty fascinating, complex stuff. But Ehlers and Associates came and talked with us yesterday about how to bond, what's the most effective way to bond, when do we need it, how do we make sure that we have the cash on hand to support the projects, how much can we afford to pay back based on the collections that we're making on the 1% sales tax, etc. And what it looks like we're going to do is we're going to bond for $8.5 million this fall, 2011. We'll probably do a second bonding in 2012. And then there's a little piece of it where the county would actually loan itself some of the money for the 1% projects and then pay ourselves back. That's the simplest way that I can understand it in my head. So it's a combination of things. We also talked about whether we need to do tax-exempt or non-taxable bonds, and it depends on complicated tax laws that the lawyers worry about. And it sounds like we are in a position where we will be able to do the tax-exempt bonding, which is a lower interest rate, which is a good thing, although we want to make sure, the first and foremost, we want to make sure we do it the right way. The other piece of really good news coming out of that from Ehlers and also in the news lately is that the interest rates are anticipated to remain low for maybe, you know, the next year or two. So, and they're actually going down. So we're very happy about that. So that was a really good meeting. That's a lot of money, and we want to make sure we do it right and in the best interest of the county. We want to be very responsible about it. So we talked about that.
And just to remind people that bonding has always been on the table, because this is, you're bonding against the anticipated revenue for $20 million over a period of time. And you can't fund projects just with cash. You have been so far.
We have been so far, yes. We've been paying from the cash that we've collected from the 1%. And you're right, that bonding is backed by the 1%, and it's backed by the full faith and credit of the taxpayers of Cook County. So the people who look and shop for those bonds, they call that a double barrel. They like that because it's very secure. It's a good product that they would like to buy, and we should have no problem selling them or issuing those bonds.
Yeah, and the interest rates are really good.
Really good.
Let's talk about the Historical Society. They have some projects going here.
Oh, that was awesome. Carrie McHugh came and gave us a really nice overview of what the Historical Society has been up to the last year. She's the director there, and she's really done some amazing things. I just want to mention that Carrie also acknowledged all the volunteers that work at the Historical Society. They've undertaken some pretty intense projects that are kind of dry, you know, transferring files from paper to the internet, and just tedious work, but it's just important work, and they've really beefed up the accessibility of the information that's there. They also did a really nice project on the Civilian Conservation Corps, and they had a great exhibit of that. They're looking to the future. One thing I remember her saying yesterday that I thought was cool is they're going to get the original lighthouse light on loan from the Coast Guard on a long-term loan, and they're trying to figure out a space to house that and present that. And the purpose of their visit yesterday was to let us know what's going on, to share their successes and plans with us, and then to ask us to please renew the money that we support them with on an annual basis. And budgets are coming up, so it was good timing, and it was all good news from them.
Well, before I let you go, 23rd of August is a big meeting between the city and the county.
It is. As you know, the community center project is still moving forward. However, we have suspended design work until we can figure out two things. One, the location, which we're working on today. I've broken out of a meeting just quickly to come on the radio. And two, and probably more importantly, is how to get the city to be able to participate with us in the project. As you know, and I've said it many times on this show, the city brings expertise and they bring financing for the project, and they've got this issue with Burbach Aquatics that has precluded them from participating because of a contractual arrangement they made about 6 years ago or 5 years ago. So we are going to discuss that. We're going to explore ways to get them on board. I know the county would really like them to be on board, and have actually made that a contingency to moving forward. And so we're going to get down to the bottom of it and talk about some options.
Okay. We've been talking to Commissioner Sue Hakes. We'll let you go back to your meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.